Okay, the thing we're going to deal with, as we talked about, is different ways of doing Bible study, different types of Bible study. We're going to major on one part, and that's on the application, after we just go around and kind of introduce some various types of Bible study. Okay, now, there's the one type of Bible study that a lot of times is pretty easy to get excited about, and that is the character Bible study. Let me go on this side. Okay, and in doing a character type Bible study, anyone want to share some ideas on how you might approach that? Let's kind of work together if this meeting is a workshop. If you were to do a character Bible study, how would you approach it? Kathy? Okay. Okay, first of all, use your Bible as your primary reference. Pick your character. Let's take David. Now, what might you use to go through and find the various references on, say, on David? What would you use? Okay. So one of the key things in doing a Bible study is having a concordance. And some good concordances you might write down is there's one called Cruden's, and that's just about a $3 or $4 concordance. And how that's spelled is C-R-U-D-E-N-S. And there's another one. It's called Bollinger's, and it's called a Critical Lexicon. Don't let that first word throw you. And concordance. And this Bollinger's Critical Lexicon and Concordance, they keep it in the BSU in the bookstore, so it costs about $13 or $14. But I really suggest, just to getting started on doing some of these Bible studies, is in the back of most of your Bibles, if you look at, how many of you got a concordance in the back of your Bible of some sort? And see, there's a good way to start, just doing a simple Bible study. Go to the concordance in your Bible and look up the references. And then for economy's sake, you might get a Cruden's Concordance, which is very good. Okay, what else? Now, say if you're working on a character study, you decided what your reference is, how you're going to find your references, and the individual whom you're going to study about. What might you look for when you're going to do a study on an individual? What things would you look for in his life?
I might look for what their attitude toward God is or how they're seeking God.
Okay. What else? Look at their attitudes. In what ways? Can you give an example of what you're talking about?
Well, usually the key characters in the Bible are different from people around them. That's how they stand out.
Okay, so you might look up their character qualities. Okay, distinguishing characteristics. What else might you look for besides the distinguishing characteristics? Okay. Anything else you might look for when you're doing a character study? Okay, look at their weaknesses. And that's always been an encouragement to me, like with King David. You go through and see where he blew it. It kind of encouraged me that he was human too. Okay, what else might you look for when you're doing a character study?
How
Okay, compare our life to theirs. Okay, look at their strengths. Okay, just look at their life in general. Is that what you're basically talking about? Life history. Okay. Their influence. Something I just want to bring up here. A lot of times when we get involved in doing a Bible study, it's very easy to get caught up in a lot of the details, just writing it out, doing a lot of research and everything. And where the Bible study really falls apart is we don't get a good practical application for our life. You know, what are we going to do about it in light of what this says? Because I can go right now in my house or the apartment where I live, and I got notebooks full of Bible studies. You know, they're there. So I think the thing is, having a notebook full of Bible studies isn't going to affect you unless you, you know, put it to use in your own life in a real practical way. So let's just look at, for a minute, how to make applications. Make good, sound, practical applications. But before we do that, I'm going to briefly just mention a couple other types of Bible studies you might be interested in doing. And one is doing a topical study. What are some topics you might be interested in studying? Prayer. Faith. Humility. Assurance. Patience. So now here again, one of the best ways to approach this is to get your concordance. And look up verses on these various areas. Okay, now after you've, I think one thing is to set a limit or a criteria. You might get involved in a Bible study that'll kind of stretch out, like go to your concordance and probably, let's say, 50 verses on prayer. Well, practically in your schedule, it would take a long time and probably draw out over a number of weeks before you could complete that study. See, our objective is applying it to our life, you know, not becoming, you know, the authority on prayer right here. So you might say, select 10 references on prayer, and look up 10 references on prayer. You know, set yourself some limits. So you look up 10 references and write them out and search these verses out, and then figure out, well, how can I practically apply something in the area of prayer to my life? Okay, now another kind of Bible study is, besides a topical, is you can do what they call a chapter study. And a chapter study is just simply taking a chapter of the Bible and doing a study on it. One of the first things you might start out with in a chapter study is sit down with a chapter and read it through, say, about 5 or 6 times. Start out by just reading it through. Okay? Then, but before you do this, remember, always when you start Bible study, start with prayer and ask God to see what He's got to teach you. I think that's a lot of times we really, really blow it. We go roaring around in life. We never seek God's advice and God's direction. So whatever when you're setting out to do a study, never underestimate asking God to teach you the truth. You know how important that is. Okay, now after you've read it, when you're doing a chapter study, make an outline of the chapter. And with this outline, just come up with, say, anywhere from around 3 points in the chapter. Okay, now you've got your outline. Also make a title to the chapter. Select a title for it. The reason in doing these outlines and titles for it when you're doing a chapter study in the Bible is that later on somebody might say, you know, we're interested in the book of Peter. You can think in your mind, 1 Peter 1. You know, then have your outline and you have your breakdowns in the chapter. That way you always got something to hang on to. You kind of got your own concept of that chapter, of that book. And it really helps you to have an overall view. Okay, besides your outline and your title, it's good to do some cross-reference work. And here again, a good practical help in all your Bible studies is a concordance. Because in doing your cross-references, could somebody just briefly explain what a cross-reference is and some of the types? Ray, can you?
I think basically a cross-reference or a concordance is something like Cruz, for example, he went through whatever certain word was found in the Bible, he just made a list of that word. Say the power of God. And he went through, and every time the phrase power of God, or something he had to do with the power of God, he just made a list of that. And so there's maybe 150 places or more in the Bible where it has some kind of reference to that, and that's where he makes the reference. And like in the New American, they do their cross-referencing according to words, where a certain word is, they have a little letter, and the margin has that letter and has other verses. It's limited, it's not extensive in the New American, but it does have other verses where a word is listed. And I'm sure maybe there's part or some concordances that cross-reference spots and not necessarily words. But that's like the power of God's kind of thing.
So an example like that is, say you're doing a Bible study on a chapter, you're reading through a verse, you come up with the word envy. Okay, you want to do a little bit more on the word envy. Go to your concordance, find the word envy, and then find some more references that include the word envy. That way you can start tying your Bible together. You begin to see it talks about envy here and envy in another section. You begin to get your Bible tied together in your mind, how it all fits together. What?
I might suggest the topic, like names, that goes over thoughts and topics. In other words, you look at power of God, and it doesn't take verses that have the power of God. It has the word power in it. It gives you the thoughts, the verses that have the thoughts.
Okay, so in doing cross-references, you can do it by word. You can do it by thought. You can do it by idea. There's different kinds of cross-references you can get. But the idea is to go throughout the Bible and just kind of tie it together, get new ideas and new insights into what it's talking about through checking it out or cross-referencing it. Okay, now if you develop an outline for your chapter, you develop a title for the chapter, and sometimes it's good to look for what they might call a key verse. A verse that basically sums up the whole idea of the chapter or talks about what the whole chapter is talking about. And this again is just going to help you to get it clear in your mind, the idea of what the chapter is all about. Okay, now in each one of these Bible studies that we've talked about a chapter study, a character study, and a topical study. But the important part of all these Bible studies is your application. So that's what we're going to work on this morning, is on the application part. Okay, and the first step in making a good application is, step one is, what does the Bible say? And step two is, where do I fall short? In other words, if you're reading through the chapter and it talks about this area of loving your brethren and you have a problem with another sister or another brother in Christ, you write down here, it says, like the Bible says, to love your brethren. And where do I fall short? You might say, well, I have... some bad attitudes towards, I'll just for example say Mary. So I have some bad attitudes towards Mary. Okay, now we have what the Bible says, we have where we fall short. And step number three is, what am I going to do about it? Okay, what would you say would be some good, something practical here that this person might do about this? What are some ideas? Okay. Does anybody need this anymore? Or can, is that it? Okay. Step one is we could you could go to her. Okay. Pray about it. What else? Okay. What else might you do? Okay, now let's say this is your application. You sat down and this came out of your Bible study. This is what you needed to do, is work on this area of your attitude towards Mary for this illustration. What could we practically do in these areas that we could accomplish within 1 week and we could check up on it? See, a lot of times we have an application like, well, I don't pray enough. My application is I'm going to pray more. Well, what does that mean? You know, how do you know next week whether you've prayed more or what? What I'm trying to do is bring this down to a level where 1 week from now somebody can come by and say, you decided to do something about your relationship with Mary. Did you do what you decided to do? You see what I'm getting at? In our application, we've got to bring it down where we can check up on it. You know, get the old buddy system. You decide you need to work on your relationship with Mary. Kathy will say to Jill, this is what I'm going to do this week. Jill, you check up on me a week from now and see if I've actually done it. And that's going to make the difference a lot of times whether you really succeed. Is when you plan to do something, ask somebody to check up on it. Because when somebody else is expecting you to do something, you're more likely to do it. Okay, now if you decided, let's work on this one here about pray about it. One practical way you might work on that is say that every day, for, let's see, every day for 7 days, for 1 week, you'll pray about it. That might sound real easy. But a lot of times you check back and say, well, I'm going to pray about this week. And when the week comes, due to your schedule and everything, you might have prayed about it 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. So if you share with somebody that every day for this next week, I'm going to pray about my relationship with her, and then at the end of the week, have that person check up on you, see if you really did it. Okay? Or let's say this example of go to her. You decide you're going to go to her and talk about it. Well, if you just say, well, I'm going to go to her and talk about it, chances are you probably never will do it. So during this next week, you might say, on Tuesday, or Tuesday evening, I'm going to call her on the phone or go over to her house during supper and talk to her about it. You see what I'm getting at? Bring it down to where you can check up on it and see if you've done it. Because I know a lot of people in some relationships where they decide to go to this person. It might be a month or 2 months and they haven't gone to the person yet. So set yourself a deadline. You know, by Tuesday or by Sunday, before that time, preferably on Tuesday, I'm going to go to that person and talk to her about the relationship. You know, bring it right down where you can check up on it. Okay, ask forgiveness. The same thing again. Set yourself a deadline. If possible on Tuesday, but no later than Sunday, I'm going to ask that person for forgiveness. You know, set yourself a deadline, set yourself some criteria. Does anybody have any questions on that, on making an application? On how to do that? Okay, what we're going to do now for the rest of the time is take your Bibles. And look at the 13th chapter of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13. And we're going to take some time, and what we're going to do is read through that and find an area where you say you feel you fall short. Like say, it talks about love envieth not. If you're having a problem with envy in your life, write that down on a piece of paper. You know, like 1 Corinthians 13:4. The Bible says, you know, that love does not envy. And then under that, write, where do you fall short? What are you going to do about it? And then write a practical application. Like some applications might be is memorize a verse on envy. You might pray about your attitude of envy for this next week. You might do a Bible study on envy. Just go to your concordance and look up some references on envy or whatever.